What's your biggest concern as a get when trying to get this offense back on track right now?
Well, you know, we just got to take it one play at a time in a game, and we just got to eliminate some of the mistakes we've been making the past couple of weeks that, you know, are really hurting us. You know, we can't turn the football over, and, you know, everyone just, you know, does a better job on a couple of plays here and there. Everything will take care of itself.
We asked Josh about Ryan Harris, and he said that he's not being ruled out, and he's getting dressed in the locker room. Looks like he's practicing today. What would his return mean for you guys?
Well, you know, he's a veteran that's played a lot of games and has a lot of experience and has played a lot with the guys on the offensive line. So, you know, if he's ready to go, we'll make that decision when the time comes.
Mike, this is Dave Krieger. I just walked in, so if you've already answered this, I apologize.
No problem.
But you guys are now, I think, 25th in the league in points, 22nd in yards. Obviously, this offense has been more productive than this. What's your read on what it will take to get the offense going?
Well, we need to clean up all the little things and do all the little things right. Make the plays that present themselves to us. You know, you can't turn over the football. We've got to run the football and do a nice job there. And the big thing is just making the plays that are there. And we've missed a couple of those the past couple of weeks, or we've turned the ball over like we did last week in the red area, which, you know, really hurts your team. And we've got to continue to get better and just improve on the little things.
It seems like a bunch of teams prior to last week had been running on you guys out of the three wide receiver set. When you guys go to the three wide and go to the gun, it looks to me like you run very seldom in that situation. Is that an opportunity to change up on some defenses and do some things that they're not expecting?
Well, we have a game plan that we put together every week, and we're going to do what we think is best. Whether it's run or pass in certain formations, that's what we're going to do.
What do you make, Mike, out of Marshall's sideline spat with Moreno after that big fumble at the goal line? Was that counterproductive? Is that passion you want to see, or did it cross the line?
Well, I just think it's two guys that are, you know, are competing, trying to do their best, and you know, that happens in the heat of the battle from time to time. Guys, you know, express their opinions, and it's not an issue. Not an issue one bit.
Do you think Marshall has standing to do that kind of thing, given the his actions in camp and his suspension and that?
Well, we're all trying to compete and all trying to win. So, you know, on game day, certain things are said, whether people like it or not, and it's said on the field, and then it's left there. So they handled it the right way after the game was over, and there was no issues at all. It was just one guy expressing his opinion on what he thought of the situation.
Good. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.